Rump steak. Purged aubergine.
Yes.
Egg. Frittata. Ah, trick question. That's an asthmatic rattlesnake. Okay. Vinyl.
What's cooking on 95 BFM?
Yes, yes, yes. With Maurice and Jamie, aka Duel or Jewel. How do you like to say it, guys?
You have to say it. Duel.
Duel. Duel. I've been enjoying that kind of a little bit more of an on guard approach.
Hello, hello.
How's it going?
Pretty good, pretty good. Good to be here.
Good to have you back in the studio. No strangers to 95 BFM Drive. We're big fans.
It's nice to be back, eh?
That's right. It's nice to be out and about, in a sense, isn't
and
it?
And sing, yeah.
I was actually asking off air whether or not you guys were locked down together, but you've moved out. You've moved out of your own homes together. You're out living on your own now.
Yeah. Jamie's gone back home, so yep. So now we weren't, but we had the internet, so Zooming and Skyping and all that, so...
Have you guys been sort of chipping away at things over the internet?
Yeah, the vibe? Sending stuff back and forth.
Yep. What's the process, just in a nutshell?
Wow, Jamie's been cranking out the tunes and sending me stuff, so I'm like, holy shit, like, I gotta keep up the work, you know? Yeah. So there's this sort of dual.
So you chuck it in your headphones, you know? And just sort of wander around the house?
Yeah, pretty much, man. Yeah. Just like, I think we got a lot done over lockdown.
How do you record vocals? Do you just kind of screw around with the mic? I'm picturing you in a house where there's microphones hanging from the ceiling and you just hit record on a button on the wall.
No, so I was staying with my girlfriend at her parents' house.
Oh, that's
so
going to be a little bit awkward.
It was really hard.
So, and he's loud in the bathroom.
No, in my car.
Oh, yo.
So I had studio...
keeps going out to his car looking real sad.
So I had Studio A in her room.
Right, right.
And then B, which was my car. After dinner, I'd say toodaloo, and yes. I'd go out to my car.
If it sounds good in the car.
Yeah.
You're on track.
It was nice, though, out there. Like, yeah, it's the thing with the car is there's no cars, so it's quiet.
This is true. This
so
is true.
It worked, yeah.
I see. Yeah. I was going to say, many people walking past going,
there were
check out this.
Sunday afternoons, like, everyone walking, there was some weird looks saying, like, what is that man doing with a big microphone?
He's doing great. Yeah. He's doing great work.
Yeah.
So, what's the agenda tonight with these selections? Are you just tracks that you've been sort of lately inspired by? Is that or is it dinner at your house? I always come in blind to
this. Nah, it'll be.
I've never CC'd it on the emails.
Lately inspired. So Jamie's. I think Jamie's one's the first.
Okay.
And then we've got one that sort of inspired the latest track.
Yeah, it's basically just what we're listening to.
Yeah.
At the moment.
Okay, all right. Should we hit up, kick off with this Grimes?
Yes.
Straight into it with Grimes. She doesn't muck around. Let's get it. This is Violence.
Yeah.
That was Grimes. I think I figured out what's going on here. We're going like someone first, and yep. then
Jamie first.
Into Maurice. Yeah,
like a versus sort of a thing.
Okay.
Ah, there we go.
Okay, so what's your agenda then? What's up with that Grimes track? How come? Why?
It's just a great song, you know.
Yeah, no argument there actually.
I only found her recently. I was just like, shit.
She's
quite a force. I saw her at the power station a few years ago, and it was a fantastic show.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, she kills it. Eh? She's been around for a while and been doing it, you know, all on her own, like just smashing it out.
Technical wizard of sorts, just like her husband.
So, Jewel, you've moved from the car and your parents' house to the studio, correct?
We have.
In the last few days. So, you guys, where are you recording this stuff officially?
Bigger car.
In the van. In the
van. We kind of get stuff done, like get it tight before we go in the studio at my place. We've got a little sort of basement studio, garage.
Rumpus room?
Rumpus room.
Fuck, I miss all Rumpus room.
All of the above. Yeah.
Used to get into some mischief in Rumpus
room. Beanbags. At the moment, we've been at Devonport with a guy called Morgan at Depot, it's called, yeah.
Lovely little spot there.
Which has been cool. There's like, yeah, it's nice. There's like an art gallery, you walk in.
Yeah, it's kind
front.
Of like a community buzz,
yeah.
Eh?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's great.
It's nice.
Nice one, nice one. Hey, should we slip into this John Hopkins Emerald Rush?
Yes.
You don't have to fully describe every track, but if you've got something up your sleeve, that'd be...
John Hopkins. No, I just love it, you know. He takes synths and then like just turns them into sort of like a, feels like an organic thing, and just, yeah,
which is hard to do with synthesizers, fair to say.
Yeah, and he does crazy stuff with the beats. He doesn't have snares or anything. It's just weird stuff happening all the time.
Yeah, his melodies as well. Yeah,
I'm intrigued. This is Emerald Rush, John Hopkins. Oh yeah, I like it already. worked perfectly. Excellent. I'm steepling my fingers. That was John Hopkins, as chosen by Duel, who are in studio right now doing What's Cooking, which happens around this time every Wednesday on 95 BFM Drive with Johnny and Big Hungry.
Selecting songs, the brief was songs that have inspired the new stuff you're recording at the moment.
Thanks, man. Cheers. Good to know.
John Hopkins played Laneway a couple of years ago. Did either of you guys see him play live?
No, I missed
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
I feel like that could go quite hard.
It was good. I was sitting down.
Yeah.
And it was nice. It was cool. Visuals and it was great.
Sitting down, cool visuals. It was going hard.
It was at night. It was night time.
Make someone bring him to New Zealand.
Yeah.
That's the text we just got in.
Yes, please.
John Hopkins is God.
He is. Okay.
Obviously a fan out there.
Someone put him in a nice hotel for 2 weeks.
Now, the next song queued up is ESG. Is this yours, Maurice?
Yes.
Tell us about the song.
I was watching an LCD sound system documentary thingy, and he mentioned them, and then I listened to them and really liked them, and then I've been listening to this most mornings.
Do we know what ESG stands for?
It's Emerald Sapphire Gold. Jeez. So it's these three sisters, and I think those are their crystal names or something. Emerald and Sapphire and Gold is, they got certified gold for a song. So then they called it Gold. But yeah, it's cool. It's nice bass line, happy, feel good.
I'm gonna press the button.
Play it.
Thank you.
bit of a fun one. ESG with dance.
Emerald Sapphire.
Jewel's basically a dance band, eh? Fair to say.
Basically.
Basically, yeah.
We got a drummer now, so.
For real? Holy
wow,
shit.
For our next show, yep.
Wow, okay. How does that incorporate with the sort of, is that sort of an in-ears drummer so you can hear what's going on?
Oh, it is, yeah. We've gone all sort of in-ears.
So, what are you, so you've got bass lines coming from pre-programmed stuff.
Yep.
And guitar over here.
Yes, sir.
And then, and so, the drummer's just sort of, is there, have you got, will you have like an 808 and the kick kind of buzz going on or is it?
Yeah, you have MIDI triggers.
So, shit, I'm excited, okay.
Yeah, on the kick and the snare. So yeah, it's going to be, bit of playing around with, just try to get that
the balance, know, like, eh?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, but the live drums, man, something about air actually being moved by a drum that really engages people, you know what I mean? And you don't, it just cuts through the room.
Yeah, it brings the energy up.
How'd you go about finding a drummer?
We just asked around and then he got recommended.
Was it like the scene in Some Kind of Monster where they try to get the bass player for Metallica? Okay.
Just we kind of we almost treated it like audition, but
was there a guy called Phil there or anything?
No, just George. Hi, George.
Did you make them audition in front of each other or anything like that?
At the same time, played the same beat.
And
yeah, and you're like, and pretend it's a gig. You're like throwing bottles at them.
Then a bongo solo.
Oh wow, that's cool. I'm excited to see that. That'll definitely lift the buzz, I reckon.
Yeah.
Sweet.
When's the next show?
So you guys have two options. You can kind of do like your pocket little situations in a lift, or you can go full on.
Yeah, so I think we'll have two sets. Sometimes we put on the DJ stages, which is always fun as well.
The cool thing about the drummer is we're playing songs that we haven't been able to play before, you know?
Yeah, totally. And then he can sort of spice it in if he wants and whatever.
Yeah.
Back to John's question. When is the next show?
August. Yeah, first or second week at the moment. Yeah. We just go out to lock it in.
Just got to lock it in.
Okay, awesome.
So yeah.
You can't say lock. Yeah, it's kind of a trigger word at the moment.
Too soon. Sorry, New Zealand.
Can we play this Neil Francis? Is that how you say that? Yes,
yep.
Francis. He's supposed to yell it. It's capitals. This track's called Games. Any chats about this one?
Not really. It's just nice. It feels good.
Just play the song.
Yeah.
See the future.
Old mate Neil Francis there with the sharp little ending. Trying to get big hungry. Catch him out. Sort of did. We're back in the room with Jewel.
Hello.
Hey, guys.
Hello.
We've had a request to stop playing other people's songs and play your song. We will play your song when we're quite done with this segment. Hey, does that feel right? John's nodding. Biting his lip a little bit as well, which is a bit creepy. Where to from here, gents?
Primal Scream, I think we are.
Oh, man. Primal Scream guy, are you listening? We've got one real big Primal Scream fan.
Really?
Who fucking loves Primal Scream.
Just one
guy. Goes hard on Primal Scream.
They came, eh?
Rightly so.
A year ago. They're great. 2 years ago.
Was it their big day out, Sitch?
Power Station.
I saw them at the Power Station after a massive weekend at Splore. Drove back from... Oh, you guys... It was the weekend you played at Splore.
Drove back and
saw them on the Sunday night. I was exhausted. I was, like, wiped out, but they were awesome.
That's my review of Primal Scream at the Power Station.
Awesome. One word.
The song doesn't really need too much chance.
Nah.
Just what is it that you want to do?
We want to be free to do what we want to do. Yeah. And we want to get loaded. And we want to have a good time. And that's what we're going to do.
Away, baby. Let's go.
We're going to have a good time. We're going to have a party.
I'm gonna get deep down, deep down. Woo! Hey!
We want to be free to do what we want to do.
Hello.
Everybody knows that song. That's Primal Scream with Loaded, as chosen by Jewel. Now, we're going to get to the penultimate moment of this What's Cooking situation, where we play your latest and greatest.
Wee.
You've got heaps to say about this, surely.
Yeah, we've got a bit, I mean. Shit.
We should probably say something.
He stood up. Oh, shit.
I stood up.
I'm going to sit down.
This track. So we wrote this in December, and obviously, we went away to the beach and sort of sat down. A few songs came out, and this was one of the ones we kept. And, it's kind of morphed into something, you know. We wrote it, lyrically, it's sort of been, I suppose, sort of fed up and confused and a bit uncertain about the state of the world. And not knowing what's happening and losing hope and humanity, you know. And then,
but what beach did you go to, though? That's what everybody kind of wants to know the most. Well, the local Devonport beach?
No. My uncle's batch. Yeah.
Oh, fuck. That's relaxing.
Yeah, it was, man. Okay. No one was up there, so it was nice. But yeah. Anyway, it's about being sort of fed up with the state of things and confused and uncertain and losing hope and life, really, but knowing that there's good stuff happening out there. Fast forward a few months, you know, COVID hit there's
such a weird time.
It's a weird time. We live in a, you know, strange time, but maybe this can serve as a reminder to not give up on each other.
I've just gone to your Spotify page. I can see the tracks there on your Spotify.
Yes, on Spotify, yeah. It's right there.
Will this be the name of the album?
Which one?
Is it a title track?
This is a single. Yep, lately, I don't know.
Is that what the album's going to be called, though? Have you got an album coming? See what I did there?
We want to do a 7-inch. We want to do a 45, a 7-inch. Wow. So we're getting a remix done from this song.
Oh, you were saying off here.
But it's kind of... We're hoping that it's going to be done.
Yeah.
So Holiday Records, if you're listening, we're going to come and see you.
Oh, you are pressing with Holiday?
Well, that's
the goal. So you're going to be like the second 7-inch, maybe?
This is all a dream, but yeah. I haven't actually reached out to them.
You should have chucked it through to the 7-inch competition, man.
I know, yeah, we missed out.
You know we're fucking judging that, right?
Really?
God damn it.
Should have fixed it.
I was about to... Wow.
Oh, there are a lot of really good entries, actually. It's a really cool competition. Shout out to the Holiday crew. They're doing great work for the local scene. Let's do it, yeah?
Cool.
Lately, I don't know. You can talk, John. Get in there, mate.
Keep an eye out for a 7-inch and a new album.
Together under
Someone's having a hell of a time with old Shazam out there. That's Jewel with Lately I Don't Know. Oh, thanks so much for coming up, guys.
Thank you. Thanks for having us. Nice to see you guys.
Always a pleasure. And you were saying August somewhere.
August, first or second week. Yep. Okay. Probably at Whammy.
Check out on the socials and whatnot.
Yeah.
Ka pai, guys.
Thank you. Ding.
That was What's Cooking on 95 BFM.